This week, 40,000 protesters took to the streets of Buenos Aires in the pouring rain to protest the death of federal prosecutor Alberto Nisman a month ago, the night before he was due to testify before Congress about his claim that the country's president was complicit in covering up an Iranian attack on a Jewish synagogue. Protesters think he was killed by President Cristina, as she's called. Her defenders say that's preposterous. He committed suicide. But his death has unleashed fury at what's seen as an illegitimate judicial system, and it's brought back memories of the 1970s and 80s when a brutal military disappeared thousands of civilians. The generals were put on trial in the 1980s. Luis Moreno Ocampo is a former prosecutor in Argentina. He would become the first chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court at The Hague. He's now a lawyer and professor in the U.S. at Yale and Harvard. And Luis, you were there in the 1970s and 80s, a terrible time.
Yes, but then we really established a new model where Argentina had difficult problems, hyperinflation, corruption, but no more killings. And that's why 30 years after we recovered democracy, killing the prosecutor who was denouncing the president of the country was a shock.
Well, let's explain. Nisman was trying to indict President Cristina Fernandez and the country's foreign minister, Hector Timmermans, for covering up Iran's involvement in the 1994 bombing of a Jewish center. 85 people were killed. Hundreds were injured. The case never resolved. Nisman and others alleged that Argentina gave up the hunt for the bombers in exchange for Iranian oil. Pretty explosive allegation.
Yes, they are. That was, for me, there are three interrelated cases. The killing of Jews was something that we knew in the old Russia and Europe. Now, that was happening in Argentina through probably long distance. So there were two bombs, one in 1992 in the Israel embassy, killing 25 persons. And 2 years later, a bigger bomb in a Jewish community building, killing more than 85 and wounded hundreds. And that is a new kind of international terrorism we have. No? Twin Towers is another example of that. But Argentina suffered that 7 years before the Twin Towers. That was the first shock, and the country failed to investigate the case properly. Then the President Cristina and Foreign Affairs Minister Timmermans, who is Jewish himself, promoted the idea to do an agreement with Iran to find a way to move the case ahead. Some people in the Jewish community were against this agreement because they're saying, how we can make an agreement with Iran? They were feeling it's crazy. Look, as international prosecutor, I know that how difficult is that. I had to investigate Sudan. And to do that, I met with the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Sudan many times.
People were saying to you, how could you meet with evil?
Exactly. Yeah, but if I meet with the Prime Minister of Sweden, it's more clean, but it had nothing to do with Sudan. So I make an opinion on those days. So look, this idea to make an agreement with Iran is risky, but I understand the need to talk to Iran because you cannot move the case ahead.
But so, Luis, what are you saying? Nisman was saying it wasn't a negotiation with Iran to try to finally prosecute who did the bombing of the Jewish center. He's saying it was working with Iran to make a deal to not prosecute in exchange for getting oil.
That was the second shocking thing. Nisman, in January, presented a case against the president saying this agreement is also a crime. And that was a huge scandal.
Sure.
And the scandal went up to the roof, to the sky, when a few days later, the prosecutor appeared dead.
He's dead.
Three interrelated crimes. One, the first attacks against the Jewish community in 1994. Then the case against the Cristina president, saying that she was covering up the crimes. And third, the death of Prosecutor Nisman. Why he died, how he died.
And you have these three different questions, as you have questions about the judiciary that would look into these three different questions. Explain what those, what that is, because, yeah.
It's my fault. You know, it's my fault.
Why is it your fault?
It's partly my fault, because I was a member of the, I was working in this case against the junta military, the general who abduct people, and suddenly all the country was understanding the meaning of justice, suddenly all the country was supporting justice. But then in 1988, I was appointed the chief prosecutor in Buenos Aires federal system. Corruption was huge. So I decided to use judiciary against corruption. In Argentina, the prosecutors are independent from the government. So we are like a judiciary branch.
So you decide you're going to prosecute corruption.
Yes.
But then different presidents come in and they start appointing, from what I understand, they start appointing their own judiciary.
That is the problem. That's why I created the problem.
Right. So people start appointing the judiciary, the friends that will support them.
Yeah, exactly. And what happened at the end of the government, friends became enemies. What you believe are friends are not your friends. When you lose your power, they will be your enemies. People in the government believe, because they are finishing, ending the term of Cristina, some of the judges are now attacking them to play in the hands of the political opposition.
So as President Cristina is getting ready to exit because her term is coming
up,
those that were her friends are now perhaps going to turn on her, anticipating there will be another president coming in, and they want to be the friend of that president. Plus, you have judiciary that weren't friends with her to begin with. You have all these appointees.
Exactly. It's a mix because there are also good people there. In any case, that's the perception of people some people in the Cristina government, that this is a political operation run by some opposition parties. Of course, other people who had a different position, and 60% of people in Argentina believe someone close to Cristina killed Nisman. So what happened today is the country is deeply divided, absolutely divided, crazily divided.
Do you think Nisman was right in saying that she made a trade for oil?
I was teaching at Yale when I learned about these issues, and then I was desperate to know the substance of the case. In those days, it was confidential. After a few days, presentation of Mr. Nisman was open. 350 pages, I read it, and for me it was interesting because he presented this case to try to think if you should open an investigation or not.
Yes, so he's just saying, should we study this?
Yes, that's it. Yeah. It's no evidence. And that's why the Nisman case is a case that should be investigated, because he is alleging that the president was offering impunity to this Iranian suspect. He had a series of phone interceptions in which people close to the president were promoting a deal with Iran to get oil from Iran and sell them some food. That's it. There is zero evidence that the president herself offered any immunity.
So let me ask you this. Do you think it's possible that there's a scenario where Nisman did commit suicide because he did not have the evidence that in public he was claiming?
I don't know. For me, the fact that the case has no evidence does not mean that we have to ignore how Nisman died. We really need that's probably the most important case now.
And what do you think will happen here in addition? Do you think the Argentinian judicial system will change?
No, but the issue is not just the judges and prosecutors. The real issue is Argentina has no FBI. That's for me the biggest problem. You see, it's a struggle for justice in Argentina. The Minister of Justice of President Kirchner, the husband.
Well, let me jump in to say this is the current president's husband. He was president 10 years ago. He had to resign.
He had to resign when he proposed to change the intelligence system. He was proposing to create an FBI, and then he had to resign. And that is very important, because when he resigned, he made something that totally unexpected. He went to a TV show and presented a picture of the guy who was the head of intelligence, and he said, this man is running the intelligence in Argentina like the Gestapo, like the Nazi system. This man, the head of intelligence, was appointed by President Kirchner to conduct the investigation of AMIA.
AMIO, that's the bomb Jewish Cultural Center. Mm.
And we forgot about him. We forgot about this denunciation. But 10 years later, in 2014, President Cristina removed this man. Mm. And then after that, Nisman, who had a very close relation with this man, presented the case against Cristina. And then he talked to him and he died.
So let me make sure we've got this. So you're also saying that there was someone in intelligence,
the head of intelligence,
there had been questions about him for 10 years. He wasn't removed. And then President Cristina removed him. And he was very close to Nisman. And right after that, Nisman filed his charges against the president. So it might have been political.
But that's what the president believed. Yeah, that's what the people in the president believed. That's why it's so crucial to investigate the Nisman death.
Wow. Luis Moreno Ocampo. Luis, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us about this. Thank you.
Thank you.